You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:23, we are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to go in the huddle. But we just got into kind of a spirited conversation within the studio, and we figured we'd let you in on it.
Yes.
Can attractive people be funny?
Yes, look at me.
Don't ask us how we arrived at this conversation. I just think that there is a law of diminishing returns on attractiveness when it comes to comedic relief. I don't think, for the most part, the funny people in the world are attractive and vice versa.
I do
present
know.
Company excluded.
Anthony.
Mark, I'm not sure you're either one.
Well,
see, that was funny. That was funny. And you're cute now. I find you adorable.
I
find you adorable for saying that. You see? You just no, bucked your own theory.
The conversation broke out into... Yeah, I don't know. The conversation then broke out into, like, do you not find funny people attractive? Absolutely. I think the funniness can make you more attractive.
Yes, I think if you're a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 looks-wise, funny makes you an 8.5.
Yes.
At least in women's eyes.
I was going to say, especially
in
as
women's
a dude.
Eyes.
A dude
yes.
is, it's different for guys and girls. I think the ratio is thrown off a little bit, but yes.
I think a girl making a guy laugh is like 4th or 5th on his priority scale. Like, it's the throwaway.
Man.
It's like, oh, yeah, and she's funny.
I think the female
generally women
of that,
aren't funny.
Well,
dang, man.
Nah,
that's
Mark.
Not
I think
true.
You're off.
I'm
on
not
going to
go there. But I was going to say, I think the female version of this, I think guys that are funny go up a couple of points. I think females that are happy go up a couple of points.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's just look at raw numbers here. The number of male comedians versus female is like. At least 85-15.
That's because society tells you women aren't funny. But they are.
Okay, I'm not saying women can't be funny. Most women are not funny.
No,
I disagree. And again, funny is relative. Like, everybody has different senses of humor. So,
okay. Let me ask you a question. Okay? When you're single days, okay? You're out. You're in public. You're at a bar or whatever, looking around. A woman walks by. How many dudes go, you know what? I wonder if she's funny. Nobody. It's like 5th or 6th on your list of things you need to have. She could not be funny. If she's a smoke show, you're like, I'm in. No one goes, you know, she looks great in that dress, but I wonder if she's funny.
But
0% of me wonders that when someone walks by.
I was going to say, when the dude walks by, you're not going, I bet he's funny.
I wonder if he's funny.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
But let me tell you something. A guy can be funny within the first 10 seconds of you meeting him.
And then he could,
and you're more attracted to him.
You know what they call it?
No
charming.
Girl walk, yeah, right.
Charming.
No girl walks up to him and goes, hey, two horses walk into a bar. You want to hear a joke? Like, that never happens. Like, so, like, that's not how a woman starts a conversation. So, like, it's not their default to, I'm going to go be funny.
You see, Al, you see how hard I'm laughing at Mark right now? It kind of proves my point,
does
it
not? Oh, goodness.
No, it proves my point that funny people can be attractive. No, attractive people can be funny.
I'm not saying they can't. I just think that there is a ratio. I think it is a... It's got to be calculated and measured. The more attractive you are, the harder it is to be funny, and vice versa. I just think that I think being comedic relief can raise your points, but I think once you get to a certain standard, and we were talking about, what's the guy's name?
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife.
Yes.
We were talking about
he's
Matt
funny.
Rife. He's funny.
He's attractive.
I don't find him funny. I don't think
he's
Matt
not
Rife
my kind
funny.
Of attractive.
Bert Kreischer, that's a funny dude, right?
You know what I mean? Attractive.
Nate Bargatze, that's a funny dude. Like he's just
isn't it Bargates?
Yeah, Bargatze.
He just went to see him live, so I think Mike
and he explained his name pronunciation while we were live.
He's
also,
oh, really?
He's also a big reason why I think Jared Curtis flipped to Vanderbilt. I mean, that's another conversation.
That dude deadpans stuff like nobody in comedy. He just nails it.
But doesn't that kind of make the point that I'm making? Is like, you know, the Kreischer guy is the one that goes without the shirt and has the beer belly on stage. Like, it's funny.
Well, and Anthony Jeselnik, if you're not familiar with him, has extremely dark humor. And it's because when he was doing lighthearted humor, he is attractive. Not funny. To see an attractive person do comedy.
Do
so he's done.
I'm Googling to get a picture
do
of this
you
fella.
Think you could Anthony pull off a five-minute stand-up comedy act?
No, but I have a friend of mine who their payoff for being last in their fantasy football league was to do 10 minutes at improv.
Ten minutes
on amateur
tough.
Night.
That's a lot.
10 minutes ain't tough.
So when we went and saw Nate Bargatze.
I could do 10 minutes at improv, my eyes closed.
At State Farm, what was that, about a month ago, Allie?
Yeah.
When we went and saw him, my wife looked at me. She goes, how much money would it take you to stand up in the middle of State Farm and do 10 minutes of comedy right now?
Oh, that would be so easy, though, because
I know.
Tens of thousands of people.
She goes,
$1 million?
I was like, easy. She goes, $100,000? I was like, easy. $10,000? I was like, yeah, I'm doing it for $10,000, too.
I'll do it for like, you know, a couple of small appearance fee rate there. I mean, what do I care? I don't think that, again, like for people like us, I don't think it's really that difficult of an ask for me to sit there and talk for 10 minutes out loud.
Who's the
and be funny, because I'm funny.
Who's the most attractive comedian? Would it be the Rife guy?
He's pretty attractive. There are others.
Are you asking about, you know.
Either way, who's Anthony the most attractive Jeselnik comedian? I'm trying to think of one right now. I mean, nobody's going to go out of their way to be like, Will Ferrell's a hunk.
Well, like,
you know
I
what
mentioned.
Mean? Like, it doesn't work that way.
I mentioned off air Dane Cook, bad example because his comedy is like, you know, not of today. But
right.
What about Daniel Tosh?
Oh, not attractive.
Not attractive? Okay.
No,
I'm just
no,
checking.
No.
He is funny.
I'm just checking.
He is funny, though.
I know. That's my thing.
And he has very off color humor.
What was the guy? Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Dane Cook's probably attractive to you because he's funny.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah,
Dane
yeah.
Cook, I think most
just
women would probably
put
Dane
dude.
Cook is like a six,
if he
six
was,
and a half.
If he was
but because
a,
he's funny, he's pushing eight or nine.
If he was a blank bag, you would
then,
be like,
oh, by
this
the
guy
way,
sucks.
What do you Dane. Think ups a man's looks more? Funny or money?
Funny.
Yeah,
I think funny.
I don't know.
Funny.
You're
I think
all
you
lying.
Just
you're all telling
I
yourself
think you
right
to,
now
I think
like
you have
believe.
To, you have to be a good intersection of both, man. I don't think you can be one way or another. You can't be just funny and you can't be just attractive. Right,
yeah, or you could be just rich, though. That works
for sure.
That's
worked
funny
out for some
money.
People. That's worked out for some people.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, Bill Gates is not attractive.
All of a sudden, those dollars falling on the ground get real funny.
I mean, last time I checked, Jeff Bezos looks like an eraser. So, told you I'm funny.
It's
the whole thing where he's married to Tony's ex-wife is so strange to me, but that's neither here nor there.
Listen, okay, I'm just saying, you know, I think rich probably gets you through the door faster than money does.
No
I mean,
doubt.
That funny
it,
does.
It might not seal the deal, but it definitely opens the door.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
just put it that way.
All right, let's talk about this 44-year-old quarterback. All right, so the Colts quarterback situation, it's fluid right now, but 44-year-old Philip Rivers could start for the Colts on Sunday. It's an option. He did practice yesterday, and here he is speaking to the media.
What is your plan? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So people say, well, they're going to know you're going to be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So.
There you go. He already gained 2 points as far as attractiveness. He just went through the roof a little bit. He goes from 6.5 to 8.5 with the punchline right there.
I'll ask you this question here, Mike, as a former player, because I'm curious. Booger McFarland said this, and I don't necessarily agree with much of what he says, and I don't say that as a shot. I just have a different viewpoint. But he said that this is kind of disrespectful to, the 1,500 players who are in the NFL that have to work and grind, and some of these guys just to keep jobs. To think that you can get a guy this old, and in football years it's very old, to come off the street who hasn't taken a snap in 5 years to walk in there and just play is, I get the point. Like, you're a fringe practice squad guy. You're a guy in the end. You're out there busting your tail to try and show coaches and put stuff on tape in practice that you deserve a spot in the NFL. This dude hasn't taken a snap in 5 years, and they call him off the couch? What am I doing here?
I agree with you to an extent, but let me just give you the other side of the coin here. There are guys that get moved on from because they cost too much money, right? You're not worth the – you all of a sudden are a veteran.
There's a business
and you get 30
component
years old. The business component goes – and I'll also tell you this. You don't want to sign somebody that you have to develop or that doesn't know the language of your offense. You have to sign somebody off the street right now that knows exactly what he's doing inside this offense and does not have to be coached. And they decided he was that guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen, I will tell you this much. Like, the first thing that came to my head, like, this feels like Mike Tyson against Jake Paul.
Oh.
Like, but the difference is he can be carried.
It's also always the Colts.
Right.
It's the Jeff Saturday thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just sign him off the street to be the head coach.
I think Phillip Rivers is in danger of getting really hurt.
Is there
a D-end who's going to pull up because he's a 44-year-old man?
No, but here's the other component of this, and I have no inside information on this, but here's what I'll say, and I brought this up yesterday. Phillip Rivers right now resides in Fairhope, Alabama. He's a high school head coach. He has a whole, like, he literally has like a turf field in his backyard right now, whole compound down there in Fairhope, Alabama. Riley Leonard is the guy who's questionable. Do you know where Riley Leonard is from? He's from Fairhope, Alabama, of all places. They both are from the same place. So I think that there's probably a component there where Phillip and Riley probably know one another, probably have a little bit of background, even though Riley's probably half of his age. And there's probably something there where it's like, let's bring Phillip in. You know, the Shane Steichen connection with Phillip Rivers and everything else going on with that. I think it just fit. And if you're going to listen to somebody, right, then maybe Phillip Rivers knows this offense. Maybe building up to next year with the quarterback situation the Colts are going to face next season, because it's not going to be Daniel Jones.
Right.
Maybe you do look at it and go, hey, Riley Leonard's probably going to be in Fairhope, Alabama for the entire offseason. Maybe he can go out in Phillip's backyard down there in his turf field and run some of these plays come February. It is what it is. But I just, like I said, I have no inside information on that. I just happen to know that random factoid, and it just kind of piqued my interest when I started thinking about it. So
there
I don't know.
There are no coincidences.
There's no coincidences ever in this world. And I just think that when you put all those things together, because I do appreciate your point of view that,
are you a conspiracy theorist?
No, I'm not. I'd probably, what's the old saying? Don't let people get off the hook with conspiracies when they're just being dumb. I don't know exactly how to say it, but that's
okay.
That's usually how I believe.
All right. Well, you just said nothing is coincidence. So, I was wondering,
I think, calculated decisions are not, you know, they're not conspiracies. I think that they're just calculated decisions.
Coming up, we're going to get into the social media drama that is happening that is linked to the Falcons right now, and we've got it mic'd up.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys as we build up, and Mark's got his Excel spreadsheet out of there in terms of Christmas gifts. Yep. Do you guys still get Christmas gifts for your parents?
Yes.
At what point does that stop? I'm curious to get some input on that, so stick with us.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.